You're listening to the Sermon Podcast from St. Albans Episcopal Church in Waco, Texas. Find us online at stalbanswaco.org to learn more.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. It's not Christmas yet, though the children were very clear that most of them had opened up a lot of their presents. We're still really not there yet. The center candle, the Christ candle, has not been lit on the Advent wreath. We have only a little bit more to go. But, like the children said, for some of us, we've already felt Christmas is here. And this week, on Tuesday, St. Albans went to Greenview Manor, which is a nursing home here that's mainly people from the streets, people that don't have homes and families. We go there every week to serve communion. And this week we had a Christmas party for them. We had four of our women come and sing Christmas carols. I brought hot chocolate and marshmallows, and we had probably 60 people there. And we heard this story from the Gospel of Luke, the Christmas story, because for many of them, they do not get to hear the story. And so I opened my Bible and I read the story of the birth of Christ. I know it was not quite Christmas time, but I want you to hear the story too this morning from another source.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy.
If you'll notice, he drops his blanket when he says, Fear not. It is a very significant thing, because when you think of Linus, there's the blanket. But after he says, fear not, he drops the blanket because there's a strength in him that is felt, and we can feel it too. It's small, but it has a huge impact on him and on the story, and one that we notice years and years later. In our reading today from Micah, we are told that Bethlehem, you are one of the little clans of Judah, one who will come from this little land. This little land will rule Israel, one who will bring peace, but not only bring it, be peace for the people. Here is a map of the area where Micah is from. This is called Moresheth or Mereshah, and this is an area that is down from Jerusalem and from Bethlehem, and it is, this to me, I'm from Lubbock, so this looks like rolling hills, but for them over there, this is considered the foothills. It's kind of flat, it looks barren, it looks empty. And so Micah is from this area, and this land was attacked from the ocean. People were coming across from the north, the south, the east. Everybody was attacking this little group of people from Judah. Micah means who is like Yahweh. And in this book of Micah, there's seven short chapters. And it is nestled in the end of the Old Testament. It's the sixth of 12 minor prophets. And in this community, Micah summons and tells the people that God has told him that someone from this little clan is going to come and change the world. The people of this area have been through so much injustice. The poor have been beaten down and left. The rich and power have spent their time and their energy ignoring and not taking care of the poor and the needs of the community. The rulers have been dishonest and they lack integrity to care for the people. The attacks of more powerful kingdoms have annihilated the people of this small area. And Micah laments for the people. He knows their strife personally. He sees it every day in the streets. He hears it in the people's voice. And he laments for them. He is deeply saddened for the pain that they are going through. How in the world is anyone or anything from this little clan supposed to come and be the one of peace? It sounds to me like they need a Goliath. They need a giant king who will come with tons of army and tons of money and great power and will just take over everything. How could a little clan from this area be real strength? Early in my ministry, I had this young woman who would come to see me before Christmas. She came to see me about four visits before Christmas, and this is like 25 years ago. But I distinctly remember her because she was very anxious about the holidays. She was going to go home. Hadn't been home in over 5 years, and family was not easy for her. Home was not safe, a place that there was incredible anxiety. But her grandmother was sick, and she wanted to go home and see her grandmother. So she came to visit with me for 4 weeks, and we talked about what home was like, what it was not, what did she need, what was her expectations. You know, those expectations get really hard in the holidays. And so she would come, and we would talk about how could she find little places of peace? How could she find a little crevice to cry in? A little dark place to decompress? A place that she could wash her face and get recentered? And she told me about the bathroom at her house. She said, you know, it usually has these old towels and some red bows and a little greenery, and there's always a candle lit. And I have to tell you, there are lots of pictures on the internet of bathrooms, but none like I really wanted. So if you were to take this one and just turn it down really dark and have one little light flickering, that was the bathroom that she described. And she said, yes, and my grandmother has this wreath on the wall that it has more dust than anything, but it's always there. And so we talked about how this bathroom could be a place of light and a place of peace and a place of hope and joy and love. And maybe her family couldn't look at her and say, you're important to us. But she could look at that mirror and say, God says I am important. God defines my worth more than anybody else. To this day, I still decorate my bathroom because of her. Because she needed a little peace. And sometimes I do too. A little bathroom, a petite young woman named Mary, a small ornament, a tiny light, an infant born. This Sunday is about peace. We have lit the candles for love, joy, hope, and today, peace. Thank you for lighting all the candles. Another way of saying this, can we have peace without joy, without love, without hope? Another way of saying that would be, do you want loveless peace? Do you want joyless peace? Do you want hopeless peace? Most of us would say no. Most of us probably hadn't even thought about it. And yet we can say, sometimes that's how we feel in this holiday. So how in these next few days, we only have a few more days until the actual remembrance of the birth of our Savior, how can we find that peace, that little peace, nothing big, just a little bit? How can we trust that something so small could change the world, could change our lives, could change the way we love one another, the way we love ourselves? How about the little cry of the child that just left? How about the little footsteps that go around? What about the little wafer in your hand when you come for communion? Or the little acts of kindness? In a few minutes, we will pass the peace. And I know some people do not like passing the peace. And since COVID, everybody's a little heebie-jeebie. They want to know where your hand's been for the last 20 years and if you know what germ juice is. And so, you know, we're a little hesitant about shaking hands. But this is more than shaking hands. This is about passing the peace. So when you reach out and you touch someone's hand, can you, as you share the peace, also share love and hope and joy? Can that be all woven together as your hand touches another child of God? We still have a little bit more to go to the journey of Bethlehem. We're almost there. We're almost there. And in Micah, we hear these words. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And he shall be the one of peace. And he shall be the one of peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon podcast from St. Albans Episcopal Church in Waco, Texas. Find us online at stalbanswaco.org to learn more.